He hasn't got very far with this before Marpa turns up again and says, oh, I'm sorry, I was drunk when I told you to do this. No, it's not the right thing to be doing at all. Not the right thing to be doing. You're going to have to take it down. You're going to have to put all the stones back where they came from. You're going to have to put all the earth back where it came from. Okay, says Miller Ripper. Heavy sigh. Does what he's told. Puts back the stones, puts back the earth, makes it all plain again. And a few days later, Marpa says to Miller Ripper, you know what you're really doing to do? You need to build a sturdy, good sturdy tower here. Are you sure? Yeah, I've thought it through. I know I was a bit hasty before, but I've thought it through, and I need you to build a triangular tower here. Yeah? The tower of the tantric yogin. It needs to be, it'll be for my son. When it's a third built, this triangular tower, which is the third of his towers, lots of threes going on, Marpa comes up to him and says, what on earth are you doing? Well, I'm building the triangular tower of the tantric yogin that you asked me to build. I didn't ask you to build a triangular tower. Yes, you did. No, but, you know, goes on a bit like that for a while. I definitely didn't do this. Are you saying I've gone mad? You're saying I'm doing things and I don't remember them? It's like, no, teacher, I'm not saying that. He said, where's your proof anyway? Where's your witness that I asked you to do all this? Well, I don't have anyone, do I? It was just you and me. Tear it down, put it all back. So, reluctantly, Milarepa starts taking it down. While by this time, all this work's beginning to take its toll on him. His back's beginning to get quite damaged from hogging all this stuff around. So he's got sores on his back. He's very tired. And what he does is he asks Marpa's wife for some help. He says, I really want Dharma teachings. And what's going on is Marpa keeps asking me to build these towers and rip them down again. Now, I think there's a whole talk here in the symbolism of the role Marpa's wife plays in this story. But unfortunately, we don't have time for that as well as the talk I'm giving. But I notice we've got a book in the bookshop which talks about taking the Dharma into work, and one of the chapters is called Idiot Compassion, which is about sort of being inappropriately responsive. And I think there's some indications there about what I think Marpa's wife's about in this story. So what happens is that Marpa's wife gets Milarepa to go along to a bunch of teachings which Marpa's giving to some of his more senior disciples, and Marpa asks for teachings. Sorry, Milarepa asks Marpa for teachings. And Marpa says, I'm not going to teach you. You're accusing me of lying, aren't you, about these towers that you say I've been built, in making you build. I'm not going to give you serious advanced Dharma teachings. What we'll do is I'll teach you the refuges and the precepts, and you can get on with that. So he gets some teachings. Milarepa's pleased with this, that he's made some progress. And a few days after this incident, Marpa comes up to Milarepa. I think you can probably guess what's going to happen. What happens is he says, okay, what I want you to do is on the crest, I want you to build a square white tower. I want it to be 9 stories high. I want it to have a superstructure, and I want it to have a pinnacle that's another 10 stories high. Okay. And are you sure you're not going to get me to tear it down when I'm halfway through? No, I promise I'm never going to ask you to tear it down. Well, how about just to check this? Let's get your wife to come and bear witness to this little agreement, what you're asking me to do. And so they call the Lama's wife, and she comes along and says, well, I will bear witness, but actually Marpa's such a law unto himself, it doesn't really matter if I bear witness or not. He's just going to do whatever he thinks is appropriate. And so Milarepa sets to work, and as he digs the foundations, and as he's laying the foundations, 3 of Marpa's more experienced disciples, more senior disciples, roll a huge boulder to where he's working and set it in the corner and leave it there. Milarepa uses it as the cornerstone. This big boulder that's taken 3 of them to hoik, uses it as the cornerstone, one of the corners of the building. And when the tower's got to a couple of stories high, Marpa turns up again and he wanders around. He says, oh, this is good, it's coming along well. Till he comes round the corner and he sees this big rock in the corner, this cornerstone. He said, how did that get there? So Milarepa tells him, well, three of your disciples rolled it there. Oh, that's not good enough. That's not good enough at all. You're going to have to take that out. But you said I wouldn't have to demolish. You said you'd never tell me to demolish the building. Said, I'm not telling you to demolish the building. All I'm telling you is you have to take that big stone out. So, of course, Milarepa doesn't have any choice. He has to take down everything else he's built in order to take this big cornerstone out. And hoik this stone that it took three people to get there. He has to hoik it back out again. And, of course, as soon as he's done this, Marpa turns up again and says, good, okay, you can put it back now. You can use that as your cornerstone again, as long as you put it back. So having done all of this work, Milarepa thinks, surely now I'm going to get some hardcore Dharma teachings. And he goes to Marpa, same procedure. And Marpa doesn't just deny him, he beats him. He says, get out, you slacker. But the next day he says, I want you to change your focus. Don't worry about finishing the tower for the moment. What I want you to do is build a shrine room with a covered walk next to it, yeah? Adjacent to the tower. And it should have 12 columns around it. So this goes on. Well, Milarepa goes on with the building project. He keeps asking Marpa for teachings. He keeps being denied them, sometimes quite violently. He gets more and more worn out. There's a rather ghastly, gruesome section where it goes on about the blood and pus oozing out of the sores on his back and Marpa's wife trying to look after him, trying to sort of take pity on him. And Marpa saying, well, you know, you can leave the towers until you're healed, but you need to finish them. I'm not going to give you them just because you've got a bit shabby. And after this, after going through all this, Milarepa has just had enough. And he gives up. He goes off. Goes to try and find himself another teacher. But he, whilst he's away, of course, he reflects and he realizes, well, actually, you know, I said that I'd give my body, my speech, and my mind to my teacher. I said I'd commit myself fully to my Dharma practice. Marpa's the only one who can teach me in the way that I need to be taught. I have to go back to him. So he goes back, and I'm missing out big chunks of the story because I don't think they're that relevant to what I'm trying to say today. But he goes back. Marpa's keen that he finishes off the tower. Milarepa's reluctant. It goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. But eventually, well, we all know that Milarepa gained enlightenment here. It all works out in the end. Marpa instructs Milarepa. Milarepa practices very diligently. He goes off this business of living for 12 years, up above the snow line, living on nettles, practicing tummo, the practice of generating body heat, which is where he gets this name of the cotton clad, yeah? Because he is living above the snow line, but dressed in very light clothes, because his meditation practice is generating such huge amounts of heat. And ultimately, he gains enlightenment, begins to take disciples of his own, teaches the Dharma, but continues to live this very simple renunciate life. So what's all that about then? What's all that tower building about? What's all that being bullied about? It's usually said that the way it's usually talked about is that Marpa is practicing skillful means here. Yeah? So in the Tibetan tradition, skillful means of paya kausalya are seen as the expression of compassion. Yeah? So we normally talk about wisdom and compassion as the two elements of enlightenment, don't we? Yeah? You're familiar with that? In Tibetan Buddhism, it's not unusual for it to be talked about as wisdom and skillful means. Because compassion is always going to find its expression in a way that makes sense to the people it's being, you know, communicated to. The strength of one's faith in one's teacher relates to this whole business of them doing whatever it is that you need to work with, even if you don't understand it, even if it seems very cruel. Yeah? So the whole business of Marpa pretending to be, you know, it's said that he pretends to be drunk, he pretends to be angry, but actually he's just doing all of this stuff as a skillful means.